what is going on here? The New York Yankees are calling me? For what reason? And sure enough, it was a nice woman on the other line saying they'd love to have us out to the stadium.
I love Coach Brian Palazzolo, which, by the way, John, you were on vacation when I coined the nickname, Bri the Guy.
Bri the Guy.
That's what I call him.
That's not the most original nickname I've ever heard, but I think he did a great job.
The only reason I said it was because I had compared him to Dan Hurley, and I said, if you win the Little League World Series, I think Dan Hurley's got to step aside. And he said, no, he's Dan the Man. I go, but you're Bri the Guy. It was probably one of my quickest responses, just saying, but I digress. The season may be over for Fairfield National Little League, but it seems like the opportunities to continue celebrating this team are just endless with this latest accolade happening tonight, John. What's going on?
Very well earned. So as you heard from Brian at the top of this story, the Yankees called
him.
The New York Yankees. I actually got to speak to him about what that call was like.
We had just beaten Aruba and got everybody packed up and out. We were still in Pennsylvania, and I'm looking at my phone going through texts and calls and things like that, and NY Yankees are calling me. So I was like, oh, I better take this. I don't know why are they calling me. And we'd love to have you out to the stadium to honor your team on an amazing summer.
No, NY Yankees, first of all. Really?
Well,
it came up that way?
That was exactly my question. So my first question was, wait, when the Yankees call you, it just says Yankees on
Yankees?
Your caller ID?
How much did they pay to make that happen?
That's how much
crazy.
Did they pay to make that happen? And how much would you think that was a scam if that came up on your phone? If you're anybody other than the third best team in the entire country,
right.
Do you believe that call when
no,
it comes
I would
through?
Have said, am I being punked?
Exactly.
That's what I would have said.
That's exactly right.
But I guess they didn't say it. So what's happening tonight, though, John?
That's the funniest part is, of course, that's the first question anybody would ask.
Right.
And it was the first question that I asked after he told me about the conversation, and this was his answer.
I'm really kind of in the dark, too. So it's a, I know we're going to be on the field pregame, probably maybe a video montage on the board real quick. And We'll go from there. The boys may do the starting lineup pregame, but I'm not really sure. They're just kind of keeping it simple, keeping it not too much information on their part.
Can we speak about keeping it simple for a moment? Because you'll notice in that clip that Brian is clearly getting ready for work and getting his kids off to school.
Yeah,
like he is
right.
In the middle of his morning routine because it was 6:30 in the morning when we spoke.
Right.
And that is such a great metaphor for just the amount of life-changing moments that this team has gone through, that he's gone through, and most importantly for him that these boys have gone through. It's just one of those meta moments of realizing that you go through all the glitz and the glamour and all the attention, and yet at the end of the day, you still kind of have to stay.
Do your 9-to-5 job.
Do your 9-to-5
be
job.
Normal people.
Right. But it's, the fact that his life has become so not normal in so many small ways, too. I found that to be a really interesting note.
I'm getting recognized in places that I normally would just walk through. People say, come up to me all the time and say, we watched every single pitch. We were all in. We loved watching you. Very appreciative because the fans are out there, and I was so happy.
Exactly.
Oh, Bri. But exactly. Speaking of pitch, I'm surprised he didn't say this. Do we think Luca is going to throw out the first pitch?
That would make sense.
That would make sense,
that
right?
That would make a lot of sense. But again, they're in the dark.
They don't know. They don't know.
I was honestly very excited to hear that because, if there's anything better than being able to go to a Yankee game and be honored at a Yankee game, it's having a little bit of that element of surprise of like, what are they going to do? And I have a feeling that the Steinbrenners are probably going to do something really special that they want the boys to be visibly surprised by.
Yeah. To your point, though, John, what an insane reality. And you got to speak, obviously, with Brian about this. But, let's go back to the fact that WICC, I'm going to just kind of, if you will.
You're going to flex.
I a little bit. I feel like we should pump up our chest a little bit. Yeah. See, Eric, you get it. We were like one of the first, if not the first broadcast that were following this team before they even clinched the Little League World Series. And we were really on board with these guys. And so to watch, we're talking from, July through the end of August. To watch this journey,
yes.
I mean, from a journalistic standpoint, this was wild to watch. to be in it, though, I mean, these are 12-year-old kids. They're now in school. They're doing their fall sports. Brian's back to, I think, doing his pool job.
That's exactly right.
It's just got to be such an alternate kind of reality. Like, has that hit them?
Right.
That this is real life. This happened.
You know, that really was the crux of art. Of course, very busy season right now for pool guys, too, because you got to close up those pools. We have those 50-degree mornings. You know, that really was a bit of the crux of our conversation. And he did. He had some interesting thoughts on it.
It is kind of crazy that we lived it and we didn't really, I didn't really feel being home how exciting it was because we were living in the moment. But like these, everybody wants to know and get a piece, and it's really cool.
The thing for Coach, though, is that he always, I love the way that he always brings it back to these boys mm-hmm. and to the hard work that they did, because this is something that, of course, everyone involved in it will remember for a lifetime. But this is such a formative experience for them. And despite all of the outside distractions, it's the appreciation for their work that he really wants to keep going.
That's the routine. It's like, oh, I got to get my kids are up. They got to get ready for school and this, that, and the other. And the newspapers keep calling. And if I could keep it alive and show recognition for this team, I'll be happy to talk as long as possible.
Good. Good, Bri the guy, because we're going to keep bothering you. In fact, I would love a follow-up to just know how last night went, because I don't know if I will be up to watch the whole game. Although, they broadcast the beginning of the game.
They broadcast Yankee games. That's
so
true.
So I just have to set an alarm.
Yeah, they're actually a national team that that gets frequent airtime.
I go to sleep. You joined this shift almost a year ago. Sorry that I go to bed really early.
I'm still adjusting.
Sorry that I know you're still adjusting, but here's the thing. On a morning shift, sweetheart, we go to bed really early, so I don't get to watch a lot of these games. But I'm going to set an alarm to make sure at 6:50 I am watching, because I think that'd be really neat.
It's going to be really neat. I'm very excited to see what they have in mind. I'm glad that they're keeping it a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
And I look forward to seeing it play out.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, we're all in the dark, but we can't wait to see how they're celebrated at Yankee Stadium tonight. John, thank you so much.
Thank you.